We're here at the 2015 National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky. With me is Nick with FMC. And Nick, could you introduce yourself for me, please?
Yeah. Name's Nick Hostetti. I work in tech service covering Illinois and Wisconsin.
Well, we're going to talk about a little bit about overlap residual program and the importance of that. Right now, it seems to get more important every year. So just first of all, talk about what overlap residual program is and why it's important to farmers.
Okay, this particular program is in place to address some of the weed species that we're dealing with that are becoming resistant to glyphosate. So several of these species exhibit very long emergence patterns, so it's extremely important to use pre followed by post applications with residual activity in order to address the emergence characteristics. So the overlap program encompasses several different products from FMC in both soybeans and corn that fit within this strategy.
Well, tell me about those products and what you recommend for farmers.
Okay, so typically in Illinois, we're primarily battling water hemp and Palmer amaranth. And again, they emerge very late in the season. So again, it's extremely important to utilize full rates of pre-emergence herbicides such as Authority products. I have several different Authority products that fit specific weed spectrums. The base Authority molecule has activity on your pigweed, such as water hemp and Palmer amaranth. So we start with a base of Authority, and then we come in early post-emergence with a product like Anthem, and that's going to be tank mixed with glyphosate. So Anthem also has an additional premix partner that has activity on some of the weed species that glyphosate is maybe less effective in controlling from a foliar perspective. And then again, we're getting that another shot of residual activity and another mode of action in order to delay the onset of multiple resistant populations.
Well, with the weed resistance, this has become so important for farmers to use different modes of action. And how are they adapting to this? When we had Roundup for so long and it was so easy, how are farmers adapting to have to, you know, just do things a little differently and actually do a little bit more work?
Yeah, we're definitely out of the simplicity era due to a lot of the resistance that we're seeing.
How are they adapting to having to use multiple modes of action and having to do basically more work?
Yeah, we're basically following the progression in the South. So in the South, a lot of guys started using cut rates when they started seeing resistance, and then they were coming in with another mode of action post. So we're following that kind of trend. In the majority of my geography, we're using full rates of pre-herbicides and we're coming back post with foliar activity, or products that have foliar activity, and then also residual as well in order to address these species. So we're kind of cornered into a situation that we have to have a plan post-application, implementing several modes of action in order to keep the products that we're using effective. So it can be somewhat slow as far as growers adapting it, but in a lot of areas, we really don't have much of a choice because we have to control these weed species in order to preserve our crop yields.
What is your geography, Nick?
So I cover Illinois and Wisconsin, and I actually just found out yesterday that I'm picking up Indiana as well. So
you're a young guy, Nick. So this weed resistance has been in your, in your time in the industry, but there's a lot of people that this is brand new to them, but it keeps growing. How bad is it in your geography?
So in Illinois, we have the majority of our counties have confirmed resistant glyphosate or glyphosate resistant water hemp. As you get into Wisconsin, we don't have quite the magnitude of resistance yet. There are a few counties that have confirmed glyphosate-resistant water hemp species and a few that also have glyphosate-resistant mare's tail. And they have also confirmed Palmer amaranth that's resistant to glyphosate in Wisconsin. So a little, I guess, piece of advice for growers that are finding water hemp or Palmer amaranth on their farms, you might as well just assume that it's glyphosate and ALS resistant. And again, that's going to kind of allow you to implement plans that are going to utilize multiple modes of action and, again, delay that onset of resistance to different sites of action.
Well, you mentioned that really the corn soybean area has learned from what happened in the South. Has the South been able to make any inroads towards controlling resistance?
They're basically in a program, in overlapping residual programs, and they're looking at different cultural methods as well. So there's several different tactics that you can use from both a chemical perspective and cultural perspective. And it's extremely important to kind of partner these concepts together, such as maybe narrowing up your soybean row spacing in order to get a denser canopy and kind of shade out some of those later flushes, and then partnering that with some chemistry programs?
Well, here at the Farm Machinery Show, of course, this is the big show of the year, the first show of the year, because you know farmers are getting out and they're looking at what they're needing to do this year, and especially with the pre-emerge, that's the first thing they're thinking about right now, right?
Yeah, exactly, and it's extremely important to start off on the right foot and get a clean start and finish clean. So we really don't want those resistant weeds to come up. So, you know, the overlap program fits within our soybean portfolio, and we also have products that will fit in corn with Anthem or Anthem ATZ, and then following that up with a Solstice glyphosate type application, so we can get multiple modes of action that are working for the grower in order to control the weeds, preserve the yield potential, and also delay the onset of resistance, which is what the overlap system is all about.
Very good. Okay, Nick, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
So we'd be happy to speak with any of the growers at the farm show about overlapping residual concepts. And like I say, it's extremely important to diversify weed management programs, sit down, determine what weed species exist on the farm, and tailor your plans to control those weed species and delay resistance and preserve yield.
Excellent. All right. Thank you very much, Nick. Here at the National Farm Machinery Show in Louisville, Kentucky, I am Cindy Zimmerman.